Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse.
7:13. I'm picturing Joe smiling really big right now.
Yep, he loves this song. I do too. I think it's sweet.
Are you smiling, Joe?
I am, really am.
Well, it's that time of week where Joe and Cindy Farini are with us. It's 7:13 right now, by the way. And this week, I promise you, the listener question was not from me. The person basically wrote to you and said, my children are involved in fall activities. We have ministry that we do, extended family to care for. Can you give us a healthy perspective on direction and help us weather the storm of life? It's that crazy phase that, is it every phase? But I guess at some points it's more than others where people just feel super busy.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the things that this person asked in this question is, he or she said, you know, it's beginning to affect our marriage. I think that's kind of a key thing here. And, you know, this sounds very familiar to Joe's and my life when the children were little, as well as our life now. But I think that for us, where we went with it was there was intentionality rather than just busyness, just to be busy. And I think, you know, there's times where you have to really reevaluate what you're doing and take, you know, sort of step back and say, like, is it, like, what's working? What isn't working? And if you're just busy running around and running yourself ragged, I mean, that is so different than being intentional about what you are involved in, what your children are involved in. And there's different seasons. You know, when we had the season of caring for parents, there were some things that had to take a back seat. And that was okay, because what we wanted to do, we were doing. So I would think that this family maybe just has to say, you know, let's take a really good look at what we're doing and recognize, is this God's will for us? Is this his call on our lives? And then if it is, then we should be doing it.
How do you say no, though? I mean, that sounds simple, but it's true. So many people struggle to just say no to activity. How do you do it?
Well, I think, you know, that was one of the things I was going to say toward the end, but this is great to do it now. I think, you know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, first of all, is this the big buzzword today is like, is it in your wheelhouse, you know? Well, is it in your wheelhouse? And maybe, you know, as a young mom or a young dad, you may be thinking, I would like to do, and fill in the blank, but maybe that's not this season of your life. So you may have to say no to that now, and later you'll be able to say yes to it. How do you say no? Sometimes you have to say no, but I'll tell you what, I think the best thing is to not give people too much information, because it's really nobody else's business why you had to say no. You know, because your calendar, I remember one time opening up my calendar, someone asked me if I would speak at something. I had something for a whole week prior. I had one day open the day she wanted. And then the whole next week I had just stuff, you know, with myself, my husband, the kids. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do that. And she was upset with me.
Because she saw the blank in your calendar?
She saw the blank in my calendar. So I do carry a calendar around occasionally. If I'm going to a function, I don't. So that if someone asks me, I will say, I don't have my calendar with me. And I don't usually do too much on the phone with my calendar, because I like to see it like all out there. And then what I'll do is I'll say, you know, after Joe and I talk about it, I'll get back with you. And then I will just say we have other plans that day, because that day, that one blank opening, that was a family day. So even though it didn't say family day, that was our family day.
Huh.
So,
well, Joe, what advice do you have for this family who feels like they're off track?
Right. Well, you know, one diagnostic question I always ask myself is what Cindy was alluding to, and that is if what they're doing is starting to affect their marriage, then they're doing too much. And, you know, as, you know, Cindy and I were going through these similar season of life, the one practical thought that kept coming to my mind was, this too shall pass. You know, this season that we're in right now, although it seems kind of overwhelming, and most everybody goes through similar trials in their lives, but, you know, someday this will end, this season will end. And personally, you know, the question of, you know, what can you do to help these people get back on track? I don't know if that's so much the question as much as just dealing with the bumpy road that they're now traveling on at this time. And it's times like this where, you know, our faith is going to be tested. And so you just need to, you can't run away from these trials. You can't run away from these seasons of life, but you need to work through these difficult times. And I love what Janelle said earlier. And the reality is that there is really little in our culture today that really encourages two people to make difficult adjustments to to no longer align, if you will, with what the Joneses are doing next door in order to achieve marital oneness. And so whether or not we're consciously aware of this or not, Brian, and, you know, our marriages and our families are really deeply influenced by our culture. And that is, our marriages are being threatened by the stresses of today's culture. And so you need to be careful. Check that calendar, as Cindy says, once in a while. And whenever I have a blank on my calendar, it's family day. And it's time to be to recharge, to get to spend time with my wife and my family. So where do we turn for help? Well, number one, what you do is you continue to have this growing dependence on the Lord. You live out that spirit-filled life that we talk about so much, and it requires a growing dependence on each other as a husband and a wife. And again, we can't run away from these difficult, challenging times, but rather we need to work through those challenging times by developing creative options, as Cindy has alluded to earlier, and just staying in good communications with each other on a regular daily basis. So those are some of the recommendations I would make.
What role does alone time for each person in the marriage environment have in this busyness situation? I mean, is it something prioritizing where, Cindy, for example, you needed time away from Joe even just to recharge?
Well, I think just like Janelle talked about earlier, I think you learn that dance together. And I remember at one point, I remember when Joe would come home from work, like he just needed a few minutes to unwind. So maybe it was just to go change his clothes and get into something comfortable, or maybe just to go check his emails and feel like he could check that off. Certainly he would always greet the family. It's not like he just went upstairs and did some work or something, but to just give him a few minutes to just sort of, you know, debrief. And I felt like he did that for me too. So I think those things are really important. How about you, Joe?
No, absolutely. I think it's just not taking each other for granted, respecting one another. It just goes a long way towards building a comfortable environment within which to come home to. And I was always so grateful that Cindy really provided, not just for my children, but for myself as well, to a welcoming environment where we could really thrive and not just survive. And I think this couple here that we're dealing with, I mean, it sounds like they're a good people, but they just have kind of lost sight of what it takes to not just survive, but to flourish in that relationship. And so it's time for what we'd like to call an agonizing reappraisal. What are you doing with your life? You know, what you have, what do you have in your calendar that's really causing you to begin to drift apart as a husband and wife? And whatever that thing is, get rid of it. Yeah. There's nothing that more important.
Now, you mentioned blocking time on the calendar for family. Do you have any other tips to share on what people can do?
Yeah, I do. There's a couple of things that had come to my mind that we did that may be helpful for some people, and certainly take it and see how it works in your own life. But we would have family meetings, and sometimes we would say, you know, are we doing too much? Are we doing too little? Are we meeting your needs? You know, and then we'd ask each of the children, and how are things going? So having those family meetings, 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long, not like an hour meeting, you know, not like
a board meeting,
not a board meeting. Yeah. But just kind of get a check on everybody when you're together, not just that good night, you know, talk at the end of the day. But also one of the things I did was I kept a list, a current list. I would just update it maybe every season or as the kids got older every year, depending on what they were involved in. And I put it inside one of the cupboards, and it said Joe and then what he's involved in, Cindy, what she's involved in, and then each of the children. And then we got to see, like, this is all the stuff we're doing. Do we need to be doing this? Is this what God's will is for us? Is this where he's called us?
That's good.
And then, you know, you asked earlier, you know, how do you say no? I remember one time we had been asked to be a part of a progressive dinner for the high school youth group, and if we would serve the dinner at our house, the main course of the dinner. And I had to say no because at the time Kathleen was two, and I thought, how am I going to put together 35 seatings with a two-year-old? And I said, no, but I'd be happy to do appetizers like earlier in the evening. And so we had so much fun. We all dressed up like with white shirts and little black ties and little, you know, we were all serving. But I just knew I couldn't do that. As much as I wanted to, I knew I couldn't. So I had to say no. The interesting thing, someone called me who took that
the dinner,
and she said, you know, thank you for saying no, because I don't think they would have asked me
Oh.
if if you had said yes, you know, because they wouldn't have. And I thought, you know, that's the whole thing. When we say no, someone else is there to say yes.
That's so good, Cindy.
But on the other hand, we can't always say no, because some people just want to be given to them. And we need to be people who are serving. So these people who have asked this question, I think you just need to take a good appraisal of where you're at. And then the other thing, too, you know, if you have a lot of children, like you do, Brian, maybe they all can't be in activities. You know, everybody has a fall activity. Everybody has a winter activity. Maybe you have to have a different rule in your family. What can our family do?
Yeah.
Is it one activity per person, or is it you get winter, you get fall? You know, you have to figure it out for your family. But those are maybe some things that might direct them.
Some great tips again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini. They're My Marriage Matters segment. If you want to connect with them, search on Facebook for My Marriage Matters. Or you can go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. Or if that doesn't work out, just come to us. We can direct you right to them.
Thank you.
And thanks again, you two, for all your help.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.